Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin tells WBEZ in an Illinois exclusive that he will not seek re-election in 2026. That decision was one of the state's biggest unresolved political storylines. My colleague Dave McKinney has more.
January 2027 will mark the end of a political era. That's when Durbin plans to leave office as the longest-serving U.S. senator in Illinois history.
I've decided not to run for re-election, so a year and a half from now, I'll be wrapping it up. I plan on working full-time until that moment, but I'm not going to be waging a campaign for re-election.
At 80, Durbin is healthy, but his age was a factor in surrendering a post he's held since 1997. He'd be 88 at the end of a sixth term. Ex-Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, and Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy are all potential successors. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Many political leaders reacted to the news. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says she wouldn't be in office if it wasn't for Durbin's mentorship. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker described Durbin as a, quote, clear voice for the truth, equality, and justice. And former President Barack Obama gave Durbin some credit for his eventual ascension to the presidency. In a post on X, Obama said he wouldn't have been a U.S. senator and, quote, certainly would not have been president without Durbin's support. The chair of Illinois' Republican Party, Kathy Salvey, said Durbin made no progress for Illinois families during his decades in office and thinks this is a, quote, long overdue chance to elect someone new. Durbin defeated Salvey's husband, Al, in 1996 to win his first election to the U.S. Senate. As far as who could be in line to replace Durbin, among Democrats, Illinois Congress members Raja Krishnamoorthy and Lauren Underwood, along with Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, are some of the names that could be in the mix. And testimony is continuing in the sentencing of Robert Cremo III, the man who pleaded guilty to the July 4th Highland Park Parade in 2022. Brian Bolden with Highland Park Police Department was called to the stand Wednesday afternoon. Bolden interviewed Cremo after he was arrested, and he shared how Cremo said that he cared about people. The prosecutors played a video in which Bolden is seen asking Cremo, "How can you care about people and shoot them?" Cremo gave a chilling response. He said, "Sometimes you have to crack a couple of eggs to make an omelet." Bolden said Cremo showed no remorse during the interview. Chicago's Catholic Cardinal led a memorial mass in honor of Pope Francis today. My colleague Ador Namigade was there.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Cardinal Blaise Supich led a packed church through the opening prayer of the service at Holy Name Cathedral. During his sermon, Supich talked about Pope Francis's main goal during his papacy.
And so he saw his task as a successor of Peter, to be attuned to the Lord and to manifest his presence in the world today.
The service was conducted in both Spanish and English. Leaders from multiple faith traditions in Chicago were there. Adora Namigade, WBEZ News.
Riot Fest announced its 20th anniversary lineup today. Green Day, Blink-182, and Weezer will headline the event in Chicago's Douglas Park. On the nostalgia front, the fest will feature the Sex Pistols and the Beach Boys. The Chicago Park District agreed to a three-year deal earlier this month with Riot Fest to keep the event in the city. Last summer, the fest announced a planned move to the suburbs after fans bought tickets but ended up staying in Chicago. In today's forecast, we're heading to a high of 75 with a slight chance for showers this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 51. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 60. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.